Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. And welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3613. And today's date is April 7th, 2025. And the title of the episode is Deep State Creating a Shadow Government. Bongino, puzzle pieces will come together in time. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum. You can see that Trump is hitting the globalists with everything that he has, and that is tariffs right now. Because this is not just about evening the playing fields. This is about creating the parallel economy. This is about shifting the entire system over to a people-driven system. Because think about it. If Trump just placed tariffs on these countries, and they negotiated a new deal and they got rid of their tariffs for free trade, and they said, okay, we'll just do what you wanted, and Trump just keeps the entire system the way it is, the Federal Reserve intact, and he just keeps everything else intact, and all he does is bring in currency from tariffs to make it an even playing field. And he drills for oil like crazy, and we have cheaper energy prices. What do you think would happen once Trump is done in the White House? Now, maybe J.D. Vance would come in and he would take over for Trump, or maybe Trump would get a third term somehow, some way. But what do you think would happen if all of this was left in? You think the D's would cheat or try to do something to get back into power and then start reversing everything, saying, listen, you know those tariffs that we put into place? Let's get rid of them. They would do it in a heartbeat. So what does Trump have to do? I do believe he has to go to the source of the problem, and that is the Federal Reserve. We need to remove the Federal Reserve Act. We need to remove the 16th Amendment. We need to put everything back to where it was, and that is with the Constitution. And I do believe that's where all of this has to go in the end. And I do believe that is the entire mission. It's not just about, hey, let's put some temporary tariffs on a country just to even the playing field. I do believe this is much, much bigger than this. And we need to go back to sound money and remove ourselves from this fiat enslavement, because that's really what it is. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in. Now, what's very interesting is we could see the tariff plan is definitely working. Countries now are coming out of the woodwork. I think there's over 50 countries now that want to negotiate with Trump. And we can see we have the EU. We have many other countries that are saying, okay, we will drop our tariffs to zero. But Trump and the Patriots, they're saying, yeah, that's not enough. You got to get rid of the non-tariff trade barriers, because that is like a hidden tax, and that needs to be removed completely. So right now, you could see what is happening. Trump is forcing countries to negotiate. He's forcing countries to say, okay, we'll do zero tariffs. But of course, he wants more than that. And you could see that the deep state players, what are they doing? They're continually pushing back, saying, oh, the tariffs, they're destroying the economy. The tariffs, they're bringing us into a recession. The tariffs are making the stock market go down. The tariffs, they're going to destroy everything. And that's the whole point. It's going to destroy the globalist system. The only people that are really worried about the stock market are those people that made a lot of money with the stock market, a lot of the insider traders, a lot of wealthy individuals. And remember, I thought the D's always wanted to tax the wealthy. And what better way than to have the market come down? Because remember, they blamed everything on the millionaires, the billionaires. Well, now, who's really getting hit with all of this? Oh, that's right. It's the Nancy Pelosi's. It's the Maxine Waters. It's all these individuals that have investments in the stock market. And we could see at this point in time that they are panicking. But you could see that they are definitely pushing the narrative that all of this has pushed the country into a recession. You know, 3 days with tariffs, that pushed us into a recession. We weren't in a recession before. I mean, really think about it. What has Trump has he really done with the economy at this point? Not much. It's really left over from the Biden administration. Like we said from the very, very beginning, everything that you're witnessing, the recession, we've been in a recession for quite a while. Trump didn't cause the recession. Biden caused the recession. And Trump is going to take us out of the recession. This is what they're afraid of. And you could see that the market came down last week, and today the market isn't doing as bad as everyone thought. Everyone thought it was going to be Black Monday and it was going to go down another 10,000 points. Everyone was panicking, and Trump is letting everyone know, relax. Everything's going to be fine. Don't sell your stocks. Relax. Watch what happens. And what's very interesting about today is that we had some fake news that was released saying Trump was going to put a 90-day pause on the tariffs, and all of a sudden the market shot up. So is this stock market a gigantic hoax? Is it really based on fundamentals? No, it's not. It's fake. And I think Trump and the Patriots just proved it to every single person. But Zero Hedge put this out and said, as a reminder, last week saw the biggest shorting on record. DC Gerino responded to this and said, the biggest short attack in U.S. history happened last week. Wall Street intentionally plunged the markets to attack Trump and the middle-class citizens of this country. Remember that. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to do this. But again, they welcome the decline of the market because it's resetting quite a bit. And something that everyone needs to realize is that most of America doesn't care about the stock market. The stock market, again, is not the economy. This is what the Fed, the deep state players, this is what they use to convince everyone that the economy just fell apart, even though it was falling apart way before this. We saw this back in 2008, where all of a sudden the market went down in October and they said, oh, we're in a recession, even though the recession started in 2007. So once again, they just used the market to make everyone believe that it just happened right at that point. But the entire system was in a recession for almost a year before that market came down. The same thing is happening right now. And Robert Reich, he put this out in actually Department of Government Efficiency News. We posted this. It says the richest 0.1% own 17% of the stock. The richest 1% own 50% of the stocks. The bottom 50% own 0.7% of the stocks. Repeat after me. The stock market is not the economy. And he's absolutely right. But this is what the deep state, the fake news, is what they do. They try to convince you that it is the economy. And when you look at those individuals that got hit the hardest, well, it looks like it's the very, very wealthy. Unusual Whales put this out and said, the world's 500 richest people lost $500 billion this week, which is the largest ever recorded by Bloomberg. The only one who made money, Warren Buffett. So Elon lost about $130 billion. Jeff Bezos lost about $45 billion. Mark Zuckerberg lost about $28 billion. Bernard Arnault lost about $18 billion. Bill Gates, $3 billion. Warren Buffett made $12 billion. Larry Ellison lost $42 billion. Larry Page, $34 billion. And I guess you could see why certain individuals were selling their stock because they knew what was coming. They knew the market was going to come down. Now, they might have thought it was going to come down during the election, during that period of time. Or did they know exactly when it was going to come down? Because this is very, very interesting. Now, you could see the fake news and the economists. They're all making a really big deal. It's time to panic because the market has dropped, you know, 3,000-4,000 points. It's very, very scary, maybe a little bit more than that. And they're trying to get everyone like worried about this. But if you go back in time and you look at what happened during the Biden administration, he had many drops in the market, huge drops. And was the fake news saying run for the hills? No, absolutely not. Rasmussen Reports put this out and said, nothing to see here. Please move on. Circled the part where Biden was in office and we had drops 3-4 times. And one of them was huge. Was everyone reacting the way they were acting today? Did they push panic? No, they didn't. Why are they pushing panic now? Because they rely on the market. They don't want Trump to show the entire country. And then the world, look what happens when we use tariffs. Look what happens when we cut government. Look what happens when we drill for oil. Because what's going to happen, probably in late summer, we're going to see incredible things in the economy. We're going to see improvements along the way, but they're really going to pick up steam, I do believe, like in August, September timeframe, which means the deep state players, they're going to have to use some type of an event or something during the early summer months. Probably in late June, July, maybe going to the beginning of August, or maybe August, because that's when Congress goes on vacation. And they're going to have to use this small window to push whatever event they're going to push. Because again, what is their main purpose? They don't want the people of this country, the people of the world, to see that Trump is succeeding. Because once his tariffs, once the cheap oil, once jobs come back here, inflation levels out, which it already is, the people of this country, the people of the world, are going to see an economy like they've never seen before. And once people see it, they're not going to unsee it. So when is the best time to hit Trump and we the people? Probably during these summer months, where they might try some type of cyber attack or something. And riots, because you have to remember, they're building an insurgency. We'll be talking about that in the next report. But we could see that at this point in time, all of a sudden, news came out that Trump was going to pause the tariffs for 90 days. And it looks like NBC ran that story. And the White House came out and confirmed that this 90-day tariff pause is completely and utterly fake. So what happened to the market? All of a sudden, it started to go up. Isn't that interesting? Unusual Whales put this out on X and said, this is absolute comedy. The market was blood red today. Then an unattributed rumor was started on X that there was a consideration of a 90-day tariff pause. The market turned green. Then 5 minutes later, the White House denied the rumor. The market became red again. But again, the market didn't go down the way everyone thought it was going to go down. And just by putting out this statement, the market was able to move straight up. I mean, really think about this for a second. And the market only came down, what, around 350 points today? Very, very interesting. And with all this happening, we have BlackRock CEO Larry Fink, and he says most of the CEOs that he's talking to right now is saying that the country is already in a recession because of this 20% market drop in 3 days. Really? So 20% in the market, that is considered a recession? No, that is not considered a recession. The recession already started. They're trying to use this to convince everyone that Trump caused the recession. But what's really going to happen is we're going to go back in time. They're going to say, oh, the recession started in 2024. And actually, Trump, with the tariffs and his policies, he brought us out of the recession. The story is not going to be what they want it to be. And it's all going to fall apart. But you could see that Trump needs to put these tariffs into place because, again, we need to take control of the country. And other countries are using tariffs on us. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. And this is coming from Fox News. And it says, I appreciate what the president is doing on tariffs. Australia has sold $29 billion worth of beef into the United States. And we haven't been able to sell one hamburger in Australia because of barriers. You look at these numbers and the ranchers of Wyoming are saying, thank you, Mr. President. It is about time. And we can't sell any of our beef into Australia. How is that fair? It isn't. And Trump, he's going to be bringing jobs back to this country. Rapid Response put this out and said, Dayton, Ohio once had more auto jobs than anywhere but Detroit. But unfair trade deals shuttered plants and put tens of thousands of people out of work, leaving the community devastated. Previous presidents may have thought this was acceptable, but Trump does not. And this is unacceptable. But you can see the deep state players, they're trying to push the idea that everything's going to be so expensive and people won't be able to afford anything. But you have to remember, Trump already figured out how to counter all this, and oil prices are dropping like a rock, which means people can have a lot more money at the gas station. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at 60,000, selling at 1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. And when they fill up their oil tanks for the winter months and electric is going to go down, air travel is going to go down, delivery is going to go down. So people are going to see more money in their pocket, even though the tariffs are hitting. Plus, eventually what's going to happen is companies, they're going to have to make a decision. Are they going to eat the costs? What are they going to do? And what's very interesting is the New York Post put out a story about how much more Nike Air Jordans could cost after tariffs. And they're saying they could go up by $18 because we get this footwear from Vietnam. But the real question is, why are we producing it in Vietnam? Why are we creating Nikes in Vietnam? Shouldn't we be producing them here? So the question is, why did they move out of this country? Because when the central bank was implemented, the value of the currency declined. We're at 3,000% inflation right now, which means if they produced these shoes here, forget about $160 or $170, $180 shoes. You're talking about $400 shoes. And if there were $400 shoes, no one would buy them. So what did they have to do? They had to move manufacturing out of this country and pay people pennies on the dollar. So that's the real question. Why did this happen? Why did they have to move out of this country? It's because of the Federal Reserve. It's because of the spending. It's because of all of that. But it really goes back to the Federal Reserve because they're the ones who have an open-ended credit card where corrupt people could just borrow and borrow and borrow. So if you don't want the shoes to go up by $18, bring the manufacturing back here to the U.S. There's no tariffs whatsoever. And wait until Trump removes us from the Federal Reserve and we go back to sound money and how cheap these products are going to be. You know how much buying power you're going to have? It's all going to come back. But you can see there are countries now that are ready to negotiate. We have Taiwan's president, terrible, put this out. No tariff back at the U.S. will ease trade and invest more there. Even with Trump's 32% tariff on us, this is huge. We have the European Commission president, von der Leyen, says the European Union is ready to negotiate with the U.S. on tariffs. So the EU commissioner says that we will have a zero-for-zero tariff. Now, this is something Trump does not want. I mean, it's fine, yes, zero-zero tariff is great. But he wants to take it a step further. George put this out, and this is Pino Navarro. Trump trade advisor Pino Navarro just revealed that President Trump is not willing to negotiate with other countries offering to drop their tariffs to zero unless it's also about getting rid of non-tariff trade barriers against American products. Let's take Vietnam when they come to us and say, we'll go to zero tariffs. That means nothing to us because it's the non-tariff cheating that matters. So what is Pino Navarro actually referring to? He's referring to the use of non-tariff barriers, NTBs, that restrict or distort trade without directly imposing tariffs, taxes on imports. These are indirect methods countries employ to protect their domestic industries, limit foreign competition, or gain an unfair trade advantage, often by bypassing international trade rules like those of the World Trade Organization. Navarro's statement reflects the Trump administration view that simply dropping tariffs to zero isn't enough if these trade barriers persist, as they can be just as damaging or more so to American exports. So what are the different non-tariff cheating? It's transshipment, a practice where goods, often from China, are routed through a country like Vietnam with minimal processing, then labeled as made in Vietnam to evade U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports. Navarro has highlighted this as a key issue, noting that billions in Chinese goods enter the U.S. this way annually, undermining tariff enforcement. Subsidies, government financial support to domestic industries such as tax breaks, grants, or low interest loans, allows foreign companies to sell products at artificially low prices. This undercuts American producers who don't receive similar aid, a tactic often attributed to state-driven economies like Vietnam or China. Technical barriers, Overly strict or arbitrary regulations such as unique safety standards, labeling requirements, or testing procedures can block U.S. goods from entering foreign markets. For instance, Vietnam has been cited for a complex registration process that hinder American agriculture exports like meat or dairy. And it goes on and on and on, like a VAT tax, value-added taxes. Navarro specifically calls out VAT as a barrier. Many countries, including Vietnam, apply VAT to imports, but rebate it to domestic exporters, effectively taxing U.S. goods while subsidizing their own. Vietnam's VAT rate, around 10%, has been flagged as tilting the playing field. And there's many other examples of this, but they use all these different types to cheat, so we the people once again pay. Visegrad 24 put this out, and this is Trump speaking. He says, Trump says he won't enter into talks with Europe on lifting tariffs unless they pay us a lot of money on a yearly basis. Number one, for present, but also for past. Look, as Trump wants a similar deal as the mineral deal with Ukraine, hoping to get money back retroactively. So he wants money from Europe. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But I do believe in the end, Trump is going to win the battle. Because again, who's going to suffer? It's not going to be the U.S. It's going to be all these countries. We have to remember, they've had tariffs on us. So everything that comes into their country, what's happening? We are paying over and over and over and over. Their products coming into the United States, there are no tariffs. So what's going to happen when tariffs are enacted? Those countries are going to suffer. We're already used to it. They are not. They think, oh, since we're receiving the product, we're going to have to pay more. We're going to be hurting. You know what? We don't need them. They need us. Think about it for a second. Just like everything else. And we could just shift. You know what? We'll just purchase what we need here in this country. And you're going to see a lot of these manufacturers come back to the country, because when they're losing billions upon billions upon billions of dollars, they're going to have to make a decision. Even if the products are coming in here, and let's say people still want to buy them, what's going to happen is a lot of these people are going to say, you know what? I'm not going to pay that much for that product. I'd rather go to another place, or maybe I won't purchase this type of product at this point. No matter which way you look at it, they are going to be hurting. In the meantime, what's going to happen? You're going to see that people have more and more in their pocket. Why? Because Trump leveled off inflation. Doesn't mean he got it back to 1971 prices. It means that inflation is not going up the way it was. Plus, oil is dropping like a rock. We'll be getting to that in just a sec. But it looks like Netanyahu, and Nick Sorter put this out, just announced in the Oval Office that Israel will be totally eliminating their trade deficit with the United States. This is in addition to zeroing out tariffs on our country. And Netanyahu says, we intend to do it very quickly. We think it's the right thing to do. And we're going to also eliminate trade barriers, a variety of trade barriers that have been put up unnecessarily. We will eliminate the trade deficit with the United States. Mr. President, we're going to eliminate the tariffs. Huge win for the United States. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said the following. We have a massive financial deficit with China, the European Union, and many others. The only way this problem can be cured is with tariffs, which are now bringing tens of billions of dollars into the U.S. They're already in effect and a beautiful thing to behold. The surplus with these countries has grown during the presidency of sleepy Joe Biden. We're going to reverse it and reverse it quickly. Someday people will realize that tariffs for the United States of America are a very beautiful thing. And they absolutely are. And we could see there's over 50 countries that have called to negotiate with Trump so far, which means we the people are winning. Now, think about it. Why isn't Trump telling you everything that he's going to do? Because every step of the way, you know what's going to happen? He's going to prove the deep state, the fake news, the economists wrong every single time. And think about it. As we go through this process, and as Trump does more and more for the economy, you know what's going to happen? The people are going to no longer listen to the economists, no longer listen to the fake news, no longer listen to all of these people, because Trump is going to prove to everyone in this country and around the world that everything he's doing benefits the people. And when he does this slowly but surely, and he proves the deep state, the central bankers wrong every single time, he's going to get more and more people to his side. Brilliant plan. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, countries from all over the world are talking to us. Tough but fair parameters are being set. Spoke to Japanese Prime Minister this morning. He's setting a top team to negotiate. They have treated the U.S. very poorly on trade. They don't take our cars, but we take millions of theirs. Likewise, agriculture and many other things. It all has to change, but especially with China. Absolutely. And really think about it. All these people talking about tariffs. Oh, they don't work. They don't work. Well, let me ask you a very simple question. If tariffs didn't work, why are there 170 other countries placing tariffs on America if they don't work? Because they do work. And we're going to see it happen. It's already happening. But who is Trump going after? China. And he put this out on Truth. China has been hit much harder than the U.S., not even close. They and many other nations have treated us unsustainably bad. We have been the dumb and helpless whipping post, but not any longer. We are bringing back jobs and businesses like never before. Already, more than $5 trillion of investment and rising fast. This is an economic revolution, and we will win. Hang tough. It won't be easy, but the end result will be historic. We will make America great again. Absolutely. And what do we see happening right now? For the first time in 4 years, crude oil prices have dropped to under $60. And they're going to continue to drop. Why? Because OPEC is producing like crazy. And once we start to drill like crazy, we're going to see oil prices drop like we've never seen before, which means Trump, he'll be able to fill up the strategic reserve once again, won't he? And it'll be very, very cheap to do so. Plus, when people go to the gas pump, people are going to go, wow, gas is under $2. Wow, gas is under a dollar. And think about all the items that are being shipped. Think about all the items that are being manufactured. Think about the airline rates. Think about how everything is going to come down. And people are going to have a lot more money in their pocket. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, oil prices are down. Interest rates are down. The slow-moving Fed should cut rates. Food prices are down. There is no inflation. And the long-time abused USA is bringing billions of dollars a week from the abusing countries on tariffs that are already in place. This is despite the fact that the biggest abuser of them all, China, whose markets are crashing, just raised its tariffs by 34% on top of its long-term, ridiculously high tariffs, plus not acknowledging my warning for abusing countries not to retaliate. They've made enough for decades, taking advantage of the good old USA. Our past leaders are to blame for allowing this and so much else to happen to our country. Make America great again. Then he put this out about China. China issued retaliatory tariffs of 34% on top of their already record-setting tariffs. Non-monetary tariffs, illegal subsidization of companies, a massive long-term currency manipulation, despite my warning that any country that retaliates against the U.S. by issuing additional tariffs above and beyond their already existing long-term tariff abuse of our nation will be immediately met with new and substantially higher tariffs over those initially set. Therefore, if China does not withdraw its 34% increase above their already long-term trading abuses by tomorrow, April 8th, 2025, the United States will impose additional tariffs on China of 50% effective April 9th. Additionally, all talks with China concerning their requested meeting with us will be terminated. Negotiations with other countries, which have also requested meetings, will begin taking place immediately. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So right now, you have to remember, a lot of products come out of China. So Trump closed the de minimis loophole, which means China is now suffering. The tariffs are going to hurt China because, remember, all their trinkets, all their little products and everything they bring over to this country, they're going to be hit and they're going to become much more expensive. But people are going to have more money in their pocket and people are going to say, okay, listen, fuel prices have come down quite a bit. I could still purchase these things. Or people might say, you know something, I don't need this item from China. I'll purchase it from the U.S. because now that I have more money in my pocket, these prices are the same, so I'd rather get an American-made product. And a lot of the companies in China, they're going to have to make a decision. We'll see how long it takes, because once they start losing billions of dollars, they can either eat the cost and they make up the difference. Doesn't matter. The U.S. still gets the money. Or they can move back to the U.S. and they can set up shop here and they don't have to worry about tariffs. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And like Trump said, inflation is plummeting from Biden's high. Remember when Trump left the White House, inflation was like 1.9, 1.8%. Now, U.S. inflation plummeted down to 1.22%. And this is from Biden's high at 1.9%, came down to 3-point-something%. Now we're at 1.22%. So think about Trump's plan right now. He's holding everything steady. He has inflation controlled. He's bringing fuel prices down. You're going to see them start to really drop, especially in the summer months, because that's when fuel prices normally come down. And now with OPEC pushing production like we've never seen before and the U.S. drilling, we're going to see oil prices really come down, which means when you go to the gas pump, you're going to feel an incredible amount of relief, even though the tariff prices are going up a little bit. Now, I'm not saying they're going to be skyrocketing. I mean, look, on Nike, you're seeing $18. So when you drop fuel prices from $3 to $2 to $1.25 and everything else becomes cheaper, if you really want those Nikes, it's not going to be that big of a deal. But people might say, I'm not going to purchase that Nike because I'd rather get something that was made here in the United States, or I really don't need them. And this is going to probably, I mean, the sales are probably going to drop quite a bit for Nike, and they're going to have to make a decision. And it's just going to get worse and worse for them because, again, if China or Vietnam or any other country continually retaliates against the U.S., they're screwed. And even when Trump negotiates with these countries, Trump is going to give an incredible amount of incentives to actually force a lot of these companies back to the U.S. And I do believe it's going to be regulation incentives, tax incentives, and no tariffs. So we're going to see all this plays out. But think about what else Trump is doing right now. He has now trapped the Fed in the corner right now. James Thorne put this out and said, U.S. Treasury 2-year through 3.5% like a hot knife through butter. Looks like 3%. Credit market forcing Powell's hand. The Fed now has the blessing from the credit market to cut. So Trump, he has trapped the Fed. And with everything that Trump is doing right now, even though we're already in a recession, because this was caused by Biden, no matter what the Fed does at this point, he won't be able to destroy the economy. Think about what just happened in the market. Everything was baked in. They already took the power away from the Fed. Now the Fed is trapped in all of this. And Trump is letting everyone know, do not panic. Don't sell. Don't do anything, because he's letting you know, once everything the deep state, the central bank is doing right now, where they're trying to push fear like we've never seen before, you're going to see everything turn around. And slowly but surely, people are going to become believers. And they're going to say, wow, I can't believe this is happening. This is what Trump put out on Truth. He said the following: the United States has a chance to do something that should have been done decades ago. Don't be weak. Don't be stupid. Don't be a panickin. By the way, he just made up a new word. A new party based on weak and stupid people. Be strong, courageous, and patient. And greatness will be the result. And that's exactly what's going to happen. Remember, we're transitioning from the central bank system into a people system. Think about what happened during the 70s, because you have to remember, Kissinger set everything up in the Middle East. He actually helped create the World Economic Forum. He actually pushed Nixon to take us off the gold standard to create their new petrodollar system. And what did we see? We saw a recession. Actually, many other countries, they had power outages. They couldn't find food, shortage of gas. That was moving from the gold standard to the petrodollar system. Now Trump is taking us from this central bank system, which enslaves us, to a sound money system where we control what is going on, where the central bank, the deep state players, aren't taking our wealth anymore. And what's very interesting is that Trump's truth is a very interesting delta, which is 1069, April 7, 2018. You have more than you know. Steel, tech, America for sale, systematic weakening of the U.S., Uranium One, cash flow funnel, inside job traders, dollar sign, we are in control. Those awake can see. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are in control of all of this. And he has the deep state players, the central bankers, They're all panicking right now over all this because, again, what is their biggest worry? Their biggest worry is when the window closes. When the window closes and all of a sudden people see incredible improvements and it starts to accelerate, this is when they lose the people. This is when Trump captures the people. They're no longer going to be afraid. And what are they going to see? They're going to see things get better and better and better. And people, they're going to experience it. Now, of course, the fake news, they're going to try to spin this. Oh, no, the actual numbers say something different. You might be feeling that gas is cheaper, but it isn't. You might be feeling that inflation's in control, but it's not really. You might feel like you're getting a better job and there's more jobs, but that's not really happening. They're going to try to spin all this. So what do you think they're going to have to try to do before this happens? Well, I do believe within the summer months, I believe they're going to try to attempt something. And that could be some type of a cyber attack where they shut down the economy. So this way you never see the improvement. Now, I don't believe Trump and the Patriots are going to allow this to happen. And I do believe he's going to counter all this. They might even try riots during this period of time, too, because, again, if you black out everything, then you can also have riots where they say everyone's pissed off at Trump and people are out on the streets rioting right now. So you could see that they will most likely try to do something. And you have to remember something very, very important. Congress leaves for the month of August. And this is normally when the deep state, the central bankers like to try something. So this is the point where we have to watch something. But what people are going to see, they're going to see improvement after improvement after improvement. And you're going to see, as we move into May and June, people are going to be absolutely shocked because fuel prices are going to start to really come down. And people are going to feel a lot better because that's going to make cheaper food. It's going to make cheaper delivery, cheaper airline flights, cheaper everything. And people are going to see the improvement right there. And the narrative from the deep state, the central bankers, is going to completely and utterly fall apart. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, while they try to stop Trump with all their rogue judges, because you have to remember, they're part of the criminal syndicate, and as they keep bringing more and more judges out to try to tell Trump on how to run the executive branch, what's going to happen is they're going to lose control over this because, again, they don't have the ability to tell Trump how the executive branch should be run. And you could see that they're already losing steam on this. And everything that they're trying to do is not working. Plus, Trump really doesn't have to listen to what they're actually saying. Because, again, does he have to check with a Democrat judge before he issues an order? Is that how the executive branch works? Is that how the Constitution works? Absolutely not. So what the deep state is doing right now, they realize that this won't last forever. Eventually, the Supreme Court is going to step in. Actually, Judge Roberts already had to step in, and he made a ruling against these rogue judges. And I do believe this is going to get worse and worse for them as time goes on. So what's going to happen next? Well, we could see the deep state players, they're now in the process of creating a shadow government where they're going to try to run the government instead of Trump. Now, do you really think that's going to work? Absolutely not. Because who did the people vote for? Who had the popular vote? Who has the mandate? It's Trump. So the people aren't going to be going along with this, and they have no authority. They will try, but they will fail like everything else. During this period of time, what is Cash and Bongino and Bondi and Gabbert and Hegseth and RFK Jr. and Ratcliffe and everyone else, what are they doing? They are now cleaning out their agencies. Actually, Bongino let everyone know, yes, we need a clean agency. We need to make sure that everything is done correctly, that we have the power to go after the deep state. And he let us know that in time, the puzzle pieces are going to come together. Do you really think he left his gig where he was making millions of dollars? Do you really think he said, you know what, I'm going to be the deputy of FBI so nothing happens? No, that's not what he's going to do. He knows that this has to be done correctly. He knows it has to be done according to the rule of law. And he knows that there are sleepers within the agency. So we need to clean it out before we move forward. And this is why he's letting everyone know this is what they're in the process of doing. And yes, good things do take time. So while all this is happening and the deep state is losing their power, losing the power of the rogue judges, losing the power of the shadow government, because I don't even believe they're going to be able to get that off the ground, what do you think they'll start doing this summer? Well, think about it. Trump right now with the economy, he is destroying the globalist system. He is weakening the deep state players because they're losing their funding. And when you lose your funding, you have no power. When you have no power, you really can't do much. So they have a very, very small window. And I do believe what we're seeing today with the protests that are happening, I think it's called the hands-off protests or something. And we saw it happen in Chicago. We see it happening in Boston. And remember, these people, this is not organic, it's inorganic, it's paid people, and they're pushing people to do this, but I do believe this is going to lead up into the summer months, and you have to remember, the month of August, this is when Congress goes on vacation, and this is when the deep state players like to play. So I do believe with the tariffs, with what Trump is doing with the economy, with the rogue judges, they're going to have this small window where they're going to try to take these protests and move them into major riots during the summer. And I do believe that Trump, the Patriots, they're expecting this. They know that this is part of the insurgency, and he's going to use the counterinsurgency against them. He has the military. He has the people of this country, and he has the presidency. So we're going to see this event occur if the deep state can get it off the ground. But I think what Trump is trying to do right now, he's trying to defund them as quickly as possible so they don't have the funding to pay these people to go out on the streets. And I do believe that they'll probably push this as hard as they possibly can, but I don't think it's going to work out the way they think it's going to work out. And once this window closes, they're going to be trapped in all of this, because at that point in time, the economy will be improving like we've never seen before. The funding will be cut off from all these different organizations. Soros will not be getting his money. They won't be able to pay these individuals, which means these people aren't going to take to the street if they're not being paid. And this is going to be very, very hard for the deep state players. But I do believe Trump, he's trying to minimize all of this by doing everything that he's doing right now, because he knows, and you can see it, you know, with Elon and the Teslas, you could see it with what happened over the weekend, that they're really pushing these protests. And we know what they want to do with these protests. They want to take them and move them into riots. And I do believe Trump is trying to minimize this as best he possibly can. And he's shutting down their entire criminal syndicate as we move into the summer months. And as the economy starts to really pick up, we're going to see things really, really change. But the deep state players, you have to remember, they're going to push everything that they have. But Trump and the Patriots, I do believe they're prepared and ready to counter all of this. And think about it. At that point in time, you think the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, DNI, DHS, you think their agencies will be stripped of all those sleepers? You think they'll be ready to go after the deep state players? Absolutely. And think about how much they're going to dump during this time. I mean, how do you counter the insurgency? You start dumping who's treasonous, who committed crimes, and it all leads back to these people. So this is going to be very, very tough for the deep state players. And I do believe the timing is very, very interesting. Now, before we get to all of that, what's very interesting is that we know that Carmelo, he actually killed Austin. It was a high school student, and it was a black student that killed a white student. And what's very interesting is that Give, Send, Go, someone is running a campaign to fund the killer. And I do believe the amount is like at 160. I mean, this is absolutely unbelievable. I don't believe that Give, Send, Go or any of these different platforms should be funding a killer. Unbelievable. But the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see that Bill Gates might be in a little bit of trouble. He has funded an entire patronage of network of leftist allies through his infamous nonprofit, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. He's used his billions to fund nefarious projects over the years, ranging from dimming the sun to promoting lab-grown mystery meat. But the nonprofit's tax-exempt status could grind to a halt if the IRS takes recent allegations of anti-white discrimination at the Gates Foundation seriously. The American Alliance for Equal Rights sent a letter to the tax agency claiming that the Gates Foundation is engaged in racial discrimination that violates established public policy and thus renders it ineligible for tax-exempt status. The organization indeed funds and manages a prestigious scholarship opportunity called the Gates Scholarship, which is open to various racial identity groups, with the notable exception of white people. And the foundation is intentionally discriminating against white students by excluding them from the tuition assistance and specialized support that it provides to students of every other race of ethnicity. So basically, it's discrimination, it's racism, and they should lose their status. Let's see what happens. But that is very, very interesting. Because remember, all these individuals, all these different foundations, all these different companies, they've been following the DEI program, which is basically racism. And again, you could see that Trump now has created an executive order. He's telling public schools, states, listen, if you want funding, you need to remove DEI. Now, some of the states, what are they doing? They're just manipulating the titles of these people. They're not really getting rid of the programs. But there are certain individuals that are looking into this, and as they come across that, hey, they never got rid of the program, Trump and team, they're saying, you know what? You're not getting the funding. Actually, Maine is having a major, major problem because, again, they're still pushing the agenda. Even though the people of that state do not want this whatsoever. They don't want men playing on women's sports. They don't want men in women's bathrooms. And they don't want DEI. But we'll be talking a little bit more about men on women's sports a little bit later. But first, we could see that the deep state players, they are now pushing their entire agenda with protests. And I do believe they're going to try to push this probably into the summer months. And I do believe this is the window of opportunity that they have right now. Because you have to remember, Trump right now, he is placing tariffs on other countries. He's destroying the globalist system. We have Elon and team. They are defunding the deep state organizations like the World Economic Forum, the World Health Organization, the World Trade Organization, and the money going to Soros and many others, that is now drying up. So from now until probably the summer period of time, this is the window of opportunity that the deep state players have, because they could see that the judges are just going to get so far until the Supreme Court eventually is going to have to step in, or Trump just ignores the Democrats because they don't have any power whatsoever. He's going to follow the Constitution. And if the Supreme Court wants to challenge him, let them. So they know they only have a short period of time with the rogue judges. And at this point, it doesn't look like the rogue judges are actually working. So what are they doing right now? They're having protests. And it looks like they're pushing this 50-state protest in all the different cities. Melissa Holman put this out and said, Soros spending big. Boston streets swarm by thousands at anti-Trump hands-off rally. One of 1,200 protests erupting in all 50 states nationwide. And who's pushing this? Yes, Soros is paying for this, but Obama is encouraging student protests. So Obama is urging Americans to resist Trump's policies, even if it means making sacrifices. It has been easy during most of our lifetime to say you are a progressive, or say you are for social justice, or say you are for free speech, and not have to pay a price for it. And now we're in one of those moments when it's not enough just to say you're for something. You may actually have to do something and possibly sacrifice a little bit, Obama said. Obama declared that universities were under attack by the Trump administration. Trump has revoked funding for schools that permitted pro-Hamas rallies and deported international students who took part in those protests. There was clear evidence that many of these rallies were organized by powerful outside influencers funded by Democrat-backed super PACs and people like Soros. Worse, international terrorist organizations influenced these rallies. Sami Al-Aryan, a known terrorist who was deported, advised associates and his wife to camp out along with the college students. Obama also called upon law firms to resist the current president, hoping for massive lawsuits to be brought against the current administration. Obama did not specify what sacrifices would be needed, but his message is clear: raise hell and protest. So you could see that they are now building this up and they're pushing very hard. And what's very interesting, these individuals that are protesting, they pick up the free signs and they have pamphlets. They have no idea what they're protesting about. There was one individual that was holding up a sign that says, you know, stop Trump because he's a fascist. So the individual asked him, so how is Trump a fascist? The individual couldn't even tell him why Trump is a fascist. And he said, where did you get the sign? Well, it was free. And then he pulled out the little packet trying to find out why Trump was a fascist. So these people aren't there organically. They're there because they're paid and signs and pamphlets are already waiting for them. But you have to remember, these people are just puppets. It's the puppet master that we have to get to. And Elon responded to all of this and said, the problem is the puppet masters, not the puppets, as the latter have no idea why they're even there. And we've seen this time and time again. And when you start to look at the geo-fenced area, you could see that it's the same people over and over and over. So ahead of anti-Trump protest, what do we know? We know that these individuals, they are bust in. And it's the same people over and over. Tony Saruga put this out and said, GPS, 7,498 mobile devices. Organizers are claiming 30,000. CBS states a vague thousands. 92% have attended five or more Kamala Harris rallies, Antifa, BLM, pro-Hamas, pro-Palestinian protests. For more insight into what data we also look at, in addition to GPS location data, we would be demographic and psychographic data using over 6,000 different databases like the Bureau of Labor Statistics, Pew Research Center, market research firms like YouGov, Experian, specialized tools like ESRIs, Tapestry, Segmentation, Consumer Surveys, social media platforms like X, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Demographic data includes basic characteristics like age, gender, income, education level, occupation, marital status, family size, ethnicity, and where people live, city and state. Psychographic data dives deeper into people's lifestyles, values, attitudes, interests, personality traits, social class, activities, and how they make purchasing decisions. For example, it might show if someone values sustainability, enjoys outdoor activity, participates in community activism. While demographic data is straightforward, psychographic data can reveal sensitive personal details like beliefs, even life goals. Additionally, by cross-pollinating each device with other devices regularly within close proximity, the target device, we are able to build a detailed profile for each target. We have identified these six groups. Once again, this is based on a very sophisticated algorithm that looks at the behavioral metrics for each device, including the physical, one-to-one proximity to leaders, paymasters from these groups in the past. Disruption Project, Rise and Resist, Indivisible Project, Troublemakers, the Democratic Socialist of America, and the Muslim Brotherhood. Interesting, the Muslim Brotherhood. And all of these groups are involved in all of this. Tony Saruga says the following. This summer, there's 100% chance there'll be massive riots, anarchy, looting, burning, and violent attacks. Our nation will still be under a brutal attack by filthy communist, scumbag, satanic, evil traitors. Prepare. They are organizing now. They are communicating on Telegram, Discord, Signal, Threema, RickerMe, WhatsApp, Element, Wire, iMessage, Netsphere, Status, Message Genius. I told you the deep state and globalists were not going down without a huge fight. It's coming. And to think it isn't going to go kinetic is pretty naive. The Chinese Communist Party, Persia, radical Islamists, and neo-Nazis, the U.S. government funded in Ukraine, are each involved. So right there, he's telling you that, yes, this is just a precursor to what is coming. And like we said before, I do believe there is a very, very small window that they're going to try to use. But again, this is the insurgency that you are watching. You have the judges, they are the information insurgency. And then you have the foot soldiers now that are going to be on the streets. But you have to remember, the only way to stop an insurgency is with a counterinsurgency. And what is the counterinsurgency made up of? The people of this country. The people must support what Trump is about to do to counter the insurgency, because Trump will be able to use the military to shut all of this down. But if he didn't have the people, this would be difficult to do. So would he enact the Insurrection Act? Most likely, yes, because remember, it's an insurrection against the president of the United States. And you could see they're trying to already build this up by saying that people now are leaving the MAGA party because of what Trump is doing with the economy, with tariffs, and with the stock market. And No Lie with Brian Tyler Cohen put this out and said, Trump's own voters are turning on him. And you could see it. These people are saying, well, I'm done with the Republican Party because the stock market came down. It's funny how nobody was done with the stock market when it came down 5,000-6,000 points during Biden's time, and it dropped multiple times. Isn't that interesting? But now everyone is going crazy over this. Again, are these real? Are these real MAGA people? All of a sudden, MAGA people are going to say, I'm done, when this is what they voted for? They voted for Trump to implement the tariffs. They voted for Trump to get rid of the Federal Reserve. They voted for Trump to go back to sound money. They voted for Trump to balance the budget. They voted for Trump to make America great again. Now all of a sudden the people are going to say, yeah, we're done. We went through all this hell, but no, these people are done. It reminds me when DeSantis was running and they're saying everyone's dropping out of MAGA. Did that ever happen? No, it didn't. Is it going to happen now? Absolutely not. George responded and said, Democrats are now deploying bots to make it seem like Trump supporters are turning their backs on him due to the tariffs. You know what's going to happen right after this window closes? People see improvements. All of this is just going to disappear. This is why they only have this short period of time to try to do something like this. But you can see that their Tesla attacks, it's not going the way they thought it was going to go. And all these people that are attacking Tesla trucks, remember, this is Elon doesn't own these trucks. It's the Democrats that own these trucks, own the cars. So they're attacking their own. And actually, this is taking the Democrats and looking, and they're looking at these people going, why are you attacking me? This is ridiculous. I mean, I'm all for getting rid of waste and fraud in government. So they're pushing these people away. Amuse put this out and said, two DC Democrats were arrested for vandalizing five Teslas in their neighborhood. Police are investigating the crimes as politically motivated hate crimes. Justin Fisher was a federal employee, and his wife, Emily Fisher, was an exec at a clean energy NGO. Oh, not really shocked about that, are we? But what's very interesting is that Doge is continually revealing that these individuals that are on the board of NGOs or on the board of food banks or anything else, they take huge salaries. For example, the Minnesota Food Bank CEO decided to step down because legislators are questioning her $721,000 salary. Second Harvest Heartland is the company. So think about this. Why does this person have to take $700,000 if it's a food bank? Does that make any sense? Department of Government Efficiency News says, Doge incoming. Yeah, we need to find all these things out. It's absolutely unbelievable. And we know that Doge has found that there's like 1.3 million people who are non-citizens receiving government benefits. But it looks like Elon is letting us know that this is what they found so far. The actual number is much, much higher because they're still looking at more and more people. So 1.3 million is the minimum. This is going to go much, much higher as time goes on. Kanako the Great put this out, and this is from Elon. He says, it's very difficult to reduce the size of the bureaucracy and government spending. It comes with immense opposition, even when the things that we're cutting make no sense at all. It still gets a lot of opposition, but we're very transparent with Doge. We post any action we take on the Doge website and X account, so it's extreme transparency. Nonetheless, we get accused of all sorts of things, but we are extremely transparent, and we're only cutting the most obvious, terrible expenses that make no sense whatsoever. And I think it's almost time to show the people that, look, these people, they're getting kickbacks. You know all these programs? Well, only a very, very tiny percentage goes to the programs, and the rest is laundered to NGOs and then back to certain politicians and certain individuals and actually used to create the protests and the riots. I do believe that time is coming now. Think about this. If the deep state players have this small window that is coming up and they're pushing these protests and riots, would you reveal this now or would you reveal it when all of this is happening or right before it happens to let everyone know this is what they use the money for? Think about that for a second. And remember, the fake news, they're going to focus on the protests and the riots, but the people, they're going to get their information from social media. And I do believe the deep state players, the central bankers, they're going to try to do whatever they possibly can to try to make sure the information doesn't get out there. And if there is some type of cyber attack during this period of time, because remember, as the economy also improves, do you think the globalists, the central bankers, the deep state players, you think everyone wants everyone to see how Trump made the economy improve and how he's bringing us out of Biden's recession? Yes, it's Biden's recession. We're going to find out that the recession started when he was in office. And do you think they want people to see this, or do you think they'll try some type of cyber event to try to shut everything down before that happens? And that might happen in coordination with the protests and the riots during the summer. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen. What I'm saying is most likely they're trying to plan all of this and they're going to try to kick it off the ground. But you have to remember, Trump and the Patriots, they know the playbook. They've been planning for this counterinsurgency for a long time. Trump got the military when they had the insurrection back in 2020. He got the people over the 4 years, and now he built the counterinsurgency for this time. And we're going to see how this all plays out. It's going to be very, very interesting. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is we know the deep state players, they've been trying to get the weapons away from the people. And Governor Hochul of New York decided that she was going to sign a bill that is going to allow credit card companies to track ammo purchases. Now, they tried to do this before. She wants to make sure that she knows exactly who's buying a lot of ammo. So you know what a lot of people are going to do? Most likely they're going to use cash or they'll go out of state, buy their ammo. Why would anyone buy it in New York then if you're being tracked, which is completely unconstitutional? And everyone's going to say, well, it's a private company. They can track whatever they want. But you know what's going to happen. They're going to hand over this data to the government because the government is going to put pressure on them. They're not going to use warrants. They want to build their own database. So look what happened with Twitter back in the day. What happened? The government said, this is the person you have to censor, misinformation, disinformation, that person you have to censor, violating our First Amendment rights. Now, what New York is doing, they're going to violate everyone's Second Amendment right. And this is what a tyrannical government looks like. It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And they want to know who's stockpiling ammunition. If anyone's been to the range, everyone knows that you don't go with 5 bullets and you practice with 5 bullets. You know you need a lot of ammo to go to the range and to practice. And what do they mean by stockpiling? If you order 1,000 rounds, is that stockpiling? Because let me tell you, you can go through 500, 600, 700 rounds in an hour and a half, 2 hours. It doesn't even take that long, maybe even shorter. So again, they're doing this on purpose. And again, think about this. Think about the First Amendment, the Second Amendment. Can you imagine if they said that you needed a permit to speak freely and you had to pay for it? I mean, they do this with the Second Amendment, don't they? How was that allowed? It doesn't make sense now, does it? Very, very interesting. And we know the reason why they're doing all this, because they don't want the people to have the ability to fight back. Take, for example, what's happening out in the UK. Libs of TikTok put this out and said, Lucy Connolly is currently serving a 31-month sentence for a post in support of mass deportation after a migrant went on a stabbing spree in the UK. She was just denied temporary leave to see her 12-year-old daughter and sick husband. J.D. Vance was right again. So think about it. They don't have rights. Remember, all these countries have privileges. And now she's serving 31 months in prison because she supports mass deportation. That's what they want to do here, which means she can't speak freely, can she? Now, do they have their weapons? No, they were taken away. See how this works? It's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. And you could see why Trump wanted to make a deal, or he's going to make a deal with Zelensky with the rare earth minerals. You could see why he wants Greenland, and he wants to make a deal with Greenland to get the rare earth minerals. Because as Trump is implementing tariffs on China and many other countries, what did China just do? They just cut off the rare earth mineral exports to the U.S. Now everyone goes, well, he did this because it's tariffs. What happens if we're in a war? What happens if we were in a war with China? You think we would get the rare earth minerals from China? No. We need to mine them here in the United States. They did this on purpose. So this way, the United States would have a very difficult time defending and building the equipment that they needed. We're dependent on everyone, oil, everything. This is why Trump says we need to be independent. And this is why he's making the deal with Greenland. This is why it's a national security threat. And actually, if you really think about it, Trump just proved to everyone that this is why we need Greenland. This is why we need to make a deal with Ukraine. And this is why we need to mine the rare earth minerals here in this country, because we cannot be dependent on these other countries. And now it is a national security threat. But Trump, he's letting Iran and the Houthis know, don't mess with us. And he put out a video showing how the Houthis were getting together to attack another ship, and we bombed them and destroyed their gathering. So once again, Trump is holding to his promise and he's protecting American interest. And like we said from the very, very beginning, the deep state entire plan where they were trying to put, you know, men into women's sports, have men dress up as women, have men use women's bathrooms, because they were trying to bring us into their sick world that they want everyone to live in. And eventually we knew. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind. Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift, express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth, economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what My Digital Money can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. My Digital Money provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest, invest with MyDigitalMoney.com. That all the sports, all the women's sports, it would completely and utterly disappear. And guess what happened? It just did out in the UK. Redux put this out and said, two men will face each other for a women's championship title at the Ultimate Pool Women's Pro Series event tonight in the UK. So let's say in a women's sport, we have men going up against each other and there's no women whatsoever. So eventually what was going to happen is you would see women's soccer. It would be all men dressed up as women. You would see women's basketball. It would be men dressed up in women's clothing. There'd be no women. In the workforce, you would see men dressed up in women's clothing. There'd be no women in business. This is what they're trying to do. And you could see it now firsthand. This is why it doesn't work. And this is why the people are completely and utterly against it in this country. And yes, the people in other countries are against it. But again, if they speak out, they're going to be thrown in prison. I mean, think about the woman who talked about mass deportation. If you speak out against this entire thing, you know, men and women's sports, you're going to see that they're going to come after these people in the end. It reminds me of V for Vendetta. When people started to speak out against the government, they come in, bag them, and take them away. It looks like the same thing's happening right here, present day, in many different countries. Thank God we have the Constitution. Because again, the Constitution will always push back against a tyrannical government as long as the people support it. And in this country, we are supporting it. That's why we voted for Trump. That's why we overrode the rig system. And we basically got Trump into position, and now he can do the rest with the people's support behind him. Now, the other thing that we could see is that the deep state players, they're trying to use these rogue judges as best they possibly can. But as time goes on, people are starting to realize, wait a minute, the Democrats are trying to control everything that Trump does. This is not what we voted for. But Julie Kelly found something out that's very, very interesting about Judge Boasberg. She said, my plan to take Saturday off lasted about 13 minutes. I have just received the purchased transcript from Thursday's hearing before Jeb Boasberg. Lots of good stuff, especially as I develop a fuller timeline of what went down behind the scenes on March 15th. This really caught my eye. Remember the whole, these cases are randomly assigned, bit by Boasberg and others? No one really believes this, right? Also, during the start of the 5 p.m. Zoom hearing on March 15th, Boasberg apologized for his casual dress, saying he had gone away for the weekend and did not bring a tie or his robe. He knew this case was coming. He wanted this case. He wanted to stop the deportations. And most importantly, he wanted to set a contempt trap for the Trump administration. One source of Boasberg's beef with Trump admin is that they dared to prepare and then deport illegals under Trump's Alien Enemies Act proclamation without his approval. He has suggested repeatedly that since he and had scheduled a 5 p.m. hearing to consider turning the ACLU lawsuit into a class action covering all illegals under AEA, that the Trump admin should have waited until he acted before proceeding. This is not judicial restraint or careful balance of powers. This is Boasberg giving away the notion that the executive branch should wait for approval from the judicial branch before taking action on matters clearly under the purview of the presidency, including foreign policy and diplomacy. Boasberg knew throughout the day that ICE was rounding up the TDA gangbangers covered by the proclamation. So he rushed not only to convert the initial lawsuit into a class, but entered a secondary temporary restraining order prohibiting their removal and absurdly demanding the return of planes carrying the illegals. One set of exchanges during Thursday's hearing, I believe, was way out of line for Boasberg, was his interrogation of DOJ attorney Drew Ensign, over which Trump officials were listening to the 5 p.m. hearing on March 15th. On what basis can he demand those answers? Very interesting. Then Eric Schmidt said the following. Julie provides the smoking gun. Boasberg forced himself the TDA case, even though he wasn't assigned the emergency judge. So yes, it was a setup. Yes, this is exactly what they did. And now it's completely and utterly falling apart. But you can see the deep state players, they know the rogue judge thing is falling apart. Doesn't mean they're going to stop it. It means they're going to keep pushing it and pushing it and pushing it. And now they're going to add on top of that a shadow government. So the Democratic National Committee has announced the launch of a rogue shadow government dubbed the People's Cabinet, a brazen attempt to sabotage Trump's America First agenda. The so-called People's Cabinet is being marketed as a group of experts, leaders, and everyday Americans. But in reality, it's a coalition of washed-up leftist bureaucrats, failed politicians, and radical activists who are hell-bent on blocking Trump's common-sense efforts to restore sanity to the country. Martin shamelessly claimed this project will counter lies and bring accurate information to the American people. But Americans, they know better. See, once you're awake and you're thinking logically, this stuff doesn't work. Among the featured names in the People's Cabinet are some of the most radical figures in the Democrat universe. Robert Reich, a far-left economist and co-founder of a group that traffics in class warfare and fear-mongering. Mandela Barnes, who couldn't win over voters in Wisconsin but is now being recycled to bash Trump's policies on the national stage. Heidi Heitkamp, a former senator who wants to lecture at Rural America after voters sent her packing. Martin O'Malley, failed presidential hopeful, now reinventing as a defender of Social Security against imaginary threats. So yes, they're going to try a shadow government, but once again, this is going to fail because once you have a population that's awake, thinking logically, this disinformation, misinformation stuff doesn't work whatsoever. But we could see that Ed Martin right now, he's the acting U.S. attorney for D.C. He's expanding his inquiry into former U.S. attorney Matthew Graves' prosecutions of more than 1,500 January 6 protesters. Ed Martin is specifically probing Graves' abuse of the 1512C2 obstruction charge. Biden's corrupt DOJ charged more than 300 January 6ers with 18 U.S.C. Section 1512C2. Additionally, two of the four charges against Trump in Jack Smith's D.C. case were conspiracy to obstruct. So he's looking at Matthew Graves, and we know a lot of these charges are bogus. And we're going to see that Ed Martin's going to release certain information that's going to show that, yeah, everything that he did is against the rule of law. Just give it a little bit of time. It's going to happen. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and Margo Cleveland put this out, she said the Fourth Circuit has now allowed district courts command that Trump return Garcia, El Salvadorian, removed to El Salvador in violation of immigration order. He could be removed from U.S., but not El Salvador, to the U.S. So they're saying you need to bring this person back. Steve Miller says the alien was a member of a designated foreign terrorist organization, ineligible for any form of relief under law. The only process he was entitled to was deportation. So Trump, he asked the Supreme Court to intervene and block the Obama's judge order to return the deported alleged MS-13 gang member to the U.S. And lo and behold, Roberts, well, he stopped it. Margo Cleveland says, whoa, I was wrong. Stay granted pending resolution. So it looks like Judge Roberts said, well, let's slow down here a little bit, and I'm going to stay this, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. Eventually, the Supreme Court either steps in or the entire judiciary goes down the drain because, again, the executive branch is going to stick by the Constitution. And the White House put this out, and it looks like it's coming from J.D. Vance. It says, we do not ask permission from far-left Democrats before we deport illegal immigrants. Have you ever seen any president ask the Democrat judges what they can or cannot do? Absolutely not. And remember, most of these cases are not class action lawsuits. And these judges are completely out of their jurisdiction. It's time for Congress to reel them in. If the Supreme Court is not going to do it, Congress will do it. And that will put an end to this judiciary nightmare. And then they can start removing these judges. Because once again, they know they only have a certain specific amount of time before this happens. And this is why they're building up the shadow government. This is why they're building up the protests and the riots, because they know they only have a specific amount of time. Now, just a couple days ago, we had Anna Paulina Luna and Johnson and others. She was trying to push for voting without actually being in Congress. And it looks like this was turned down because, again, you could sell your vote. And it looks like they came up with a solution. Anna Paulina Luna put this out and said, Speaker Johnson and I have reached an agreement and are formalizing a procedure called Live Dead Pairing, dating back to the 1800s, for the entire conference to use when unable to physically be present to vote. New parents, bereaved, emergencies, thanks to POTUS and his support. Of new moms being able to vote when recovering from childbirth, as well as those who worked hard to get these changes done. If we truly want a pro-family Congress, these are the changes that need to happen. There was a ton of disinformation surrounding why the floor was shut down. Either way, I'm glad to see this resolved. Thank you to everyone who corrected the people who were straight up lying. So what she's talking about is an historical congressional practice called Live Dead Pairing, which she and House Speaker Mike Johnson have agreed to reinstate as of April 2025. This procedure originated in the 1800s, allows members of Congress who cannot be physically present for a vote due to circumstances like new parenthood, bereavement, or emergencies to still have their voting intentions accounted for without directly affecting the outcome of the vote. In this context, live-dead pairing works as a vote offsetting mechanism. Live pairing. An absent member pairs with a present member who holds the opposite stance on a bill. The present member agrees to abstain, vote present, instead of casting their vote, effectively canceling out the absent member's intended vote. This ensures the absent doesn't shift the result while symbolically recording both positions. Dead pairing. Two absent members with opposing views on bill pair their votes, which are recorded for the record but not counted in the final tally, as neither is present to vote. Historically, this practice was used in the U.S. House and Senate to accommodate absences without disrupting the balance of a vote, dating back to at least the 19th century. For example, it was documented in congressional proceedings as early as the 1840s and remained in use sporadically, though it became rare in modern times due to stricter attendance expectations and technological advances like proxy voting debates. So right there, they're going back to a method that was used, and this looks like it's pretty darn fair, and I do believe this is going to work. Now, the other thing that we know is that a lot of people are saying, I want to see arrests. But again, if you don't have a clean house and you don't clean out these agencies, you're not going to be able to do anything. Because once again, We have one chance to do this. We have to do it right, and it has to be according to the rule of law. And these individuals just got into these agencies. These agencies are very, very big. And I do believe that Cash Patel, Dan Bongino, Pam Bondi, and the rest, they want to make sure that we get the bad guys. Dan Bongino, he put out a couple of posts on X, and he said the following. Headed back to D.C. today after spending a day back home with my wife and daughter. As I dive back into work, I want to reassure you that nothing that is happening here is happening by accident. Because of the sensitivity of what the FBI deals with, both the director and I have to be circumspect in what we can make public. Bad guys read this stuff too. Neither one of us came here to play games. Measure us by results. You will see them. But just because you don't see something happening right this second doesn't mean it isn't happening. I'll conclude by stating that not every result is going to please everyone. That's just pandering. It's not leadership. Complex problems require diligence and a reform-oriented process to create lasting changes. Or else you're just simply putting a bandage on a gushing wound. Let's do it right. God bless America and all those who defend her. Damn. Then he said, I'd like to add this. Your comments and criticism are not only welcome, but they're helpful. We work for you, the American people. Your feedback is invaluable. All I ask is that you consider the following feedback to the feedback. When you see something happen and the entire story isn't public and the underlying facts aren't all public, it may appear counterintuitive to our reform agenda. I promise you, it's not an accident. Ask yourself, why would I sign on to something like this otherwise? It is a desire to be wealthy, famous, connected, or to be a future lobbyist. If that sounds ridiculous, it's because it is. I realized when I signed up that I'd never be able to fully explain some decisions we make due to legal and ethical constraints, but that's a pill I agreed to swallow when I swore in. In conclusion, I realize asking you to trust me is a waste of time. Watch what happens. Continue to demand results. Be cautious of narrative traps. Let time put the puzzle pieces together, and what we're doing will make sense. I see and hear you and your feedback. Thanks for your time, Dan. Clandestine put this out and said, if you've not been following Deputy Director Bongino's post, you should be. He's essentially telling us that there's reform going on behind closed doors, and they're going to do this right so that the change is lasting. He says results are coming, that he wants to be judged on those results, and that just because we cannot see things happening right now does not mean they're not happening. In other posts, he reiterated that he has heard all the criticism, feedback, and that he cannot make you trust him. But if you watch what happens, the puzzle pieces will begin to fall into place. Bongino is being about as transparent as he can without directly telling us what they are doing. Cash Bongino are going to carry out their operation by the book in a methodical and airtight process. It has to be perfect, and they cannot risk compromising their plans just to appease people being impatient online. He is kindly asking us to give them time to show us some results while reassuring those who have doubt that an operation is underway. And I do believe they are going to do it right. Because look what just happened right now. A senior Justice Department immigration lawyer was put on indefinite leave on Saturday because this individual, Erez Ruvini, was not prepared for the case. So the question is, why aren't these people prepared? Are they doing this on purpose? Plus, this individual apologized to the Obama judge who ordered the deported MS-13 gang member returned. So again, we're starting to see that there are individuals within different agencies. I'm sure they're cleaning out a lot of people in the FBI, cleaning a lot of people out of the DOJ and other agencies. Because again, if you're going to have an investigation and you're going to follow the rule of law, you can't have anyone change anything in the system or do something where there is a mistrial. Because I think everyone realizes that is what they'll try to do, or they'll try to hide evidence. So right there, that tells you everything you need to know. But think about it. Everything that's going on with Trump, with the tariffs, with the economy, with him deporting people, the fake news, the one thing they're having a problem with is that his popularity is rising because he's doing the things that people want him to do. John Carney put this out and said, Trump's popularity is rising, not falling. The poll found that Trump's approval rating rose to 53%, a 4-point increase over last week when it was 49%. And the reason why it's going up is because he got the popular vote. He has the mandate And this is what he promised. So all these people trying to convince you that it's not happening, they're lying. They are trolls. Just like during the election of 2024, all these people who said, oh, he's not going to win, it's going to be rigged, we won't be able to override it, they were all wrong. And as time goes on, I think people are starting to realize that these people are trolls, and they're going to keep putting out noise over and over and over. Ignore what they're saying. You voted for Trump, and the people of this country voted for Trump for him to do a mission. And as he's doing this mission and pushing forward, you're going to see a lot of the D's come to his side. Soon, he's going to have the entire country, I'm not saying 100%, if he gets 85% of the country on his side, we have the country. If he gets 75% of the people on his side, we have the country. Which means he can pretty much do what he needs to do with not a lot of people pushing back, because most of the people aren't going to do anything. The only people who are going to do something are the inorganic people that are paid to do something. But if Trump is cutting off their funding, this is going to be very, very difficult. I think Dr. Drew sums it up pretty darn good. If pharmaceutical companies cured you, they go bankrupt. If banks help you get out of debt, they collapse. If politicians actually solved all your problems, nobody would elect them again. If Tom kills Jerry, the show is over. It's all a big show. Everything is fake. And yeah, it is a big show. Trump and the Patriots are in control. He has everything that he needs. Now he's showing you the true enemy. Enjoy the show. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.
Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments Alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and S&P 500. But this isn't just another rally. Global reserves are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal, creating a massive gap between gold owed and gold available. But this isn't about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. Right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, you can make a qualified investment. Noble Gold will add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. Don't wait until it's too late. Visit x22gold.com now and turn their panic into your profit. That is x22gold.com, or just click the link in the description. There's always a risk of investment, and there's no guarantee of any kind.
Hey, listeners, if you're in need of trusted medication like ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, amoxicillin, look no further than ReliableRxStore.com, your reliable online pharmacy for high-quality generics. Not only can you save up to 70% compared to brand-name options, they can guarantee swift express shipping that's discreet, ensuring your medications arrive quickly and privately at your doorstep. Ordering online requires trust, and they take that seriously. That's why they're offering privacy-focused packaging, secure payment options, and a dedicated customer support team that's with you every step of the way. They're committed to making sure your experience is seamless, safe, and private. And here's a special offer for everyone that's listening. If you use promo code X22 to get 10% off your order, plus spend over $299, they'll throw in free shipping, making it easier than ever to get the medications you need. If you can't find the medication you're looking for on the website, no worries. Just send them an email and they'll arrange it for you. Visit ReliableRxStore.com and order with confidence. They're here to provide you with affordable, high-quality healthcare delivered fast and discreetly. That is ReliableRxStore.com. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Economic immortality. If you want a comfortable and secure retirement, Bitcoin is for you. Michael Saylor, a prominent advocate of Bitcoin, predicted Bitcoin could reach 10 million per coin, with only 19.72 million of circulating supply and 21 million of total supply. Bitcoin is near exhaustion, but demand is just starting. 10 million per coin is in play. And you know what's the best part? If you invest with MyDigitalMoney.com through a crypto Roth IRA, you won't have to pay capital gain tax. Imagine buying at $60,000, selling at $1 million and zero tax. And that's what MyDigitalMoney can do for you. Most importantly, they have a battle-tested, multi-layered security. MyDigitalMoney provides military-grade security for all crypto assets through a partnership with a global leader in IRA equity trust. Your coin is safe with MyDigitalMoney.com. So if you want to safely invest with MyDigitalMoney.com.